Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:42, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week. Something we do well in Chicago is give back, especially with our military. A person that I met years ago that exemplifies helping people more than anyone I know is David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse, Ocean Cut, and The Local. Thank you for coming in. And you brought a guest with you today from the USO. It's Allison Rubel, the CEO of USO Illinois.
Good morning, Pete. How are you, buddy?
You're unbelievable. When I started back here at WGN probably a month ago, you called me right away and said, hey, I got a great idea for the holidays.
Well, I mean, who hasn't seen the Facebook videos of the military person coming home to their family that's not supposed to be there, surprises the family, and it's a special day.
Right. Yes.
So I always had a dream of doing that. So we're going to start doing it annually. I have a father-in-law who's former military. He's a Legion of Merit Award winner. So we wanted to honor him and do that. His name is Michael Donahue.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. And Allison, we've all heard of the USO. What exactly does the USO do?
Absolutely. Well, good morning. Great to be here, and thanks to you and David. The USO is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1941, so we're 75 years old, and our mission has been the same since day one, which is to connect service members and their families to the things they love the most, family, home, and country, throughout their time of service. Whether they're deploying, whether they're reporting to boot camp, we're taking care of their families, we're taking care of them overseas. And it's the community that we bring together to do that, folks like what David's doing today.
Well, you think USO, you think Bob Hope.
Yes. Well, those are our beginnings, you know, that legacy, that you know, in those days, you reached out by taking entertainment overseas, live shows. Now, of course, you know, we have ways to email and to send other, you know, we still do entertainment, but we do so much more.
So David Flom calls me up and says, hey, I have this idea. I want to do this. And does he call you right away? Is that what happened, David?
Yeah, so she has a great person working for her named Jessica Dolan. And so I contacted her and said, hey, can we get this done? And she said, let me call up to Great Lakes. Let's keep it close. Let's keep it local. And so we've selected a Marine that serves up there. And pretty cool. His commanding officer was very excited about it. They worked out the details of getting him off all of the time that he had to, was scheduled to work and all of that stuff. And the other guys helped him get through that. And we actually sent him down to his home in Texas on Sunday. And so he's been down there since this past Sunday.
And we have him on the phone right now. Is Lance Corporal Dahl on the phone with us? Corporal, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
You're in Texas. What part of Texas?
The Fort Hood area.
Fort Hood. Okay. When your commanding officer approached you about going home for the holidays, what was your first reaction?
I was pretty excited. I mean, I'm really never that lucky, but I finally got the chance to get home.
And when he told you that David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse wanted to send you home, what was your first reaction?
I was shocked that someone who I'd never really met before was willing to do something this nice and generous for me, really.
Well, how long have you been up here in Chicago, the Chicago area?
I got stationed in North Chicago in February.
Okay. Well, this is what Chicago is all about, Chicagoans. We give back and we help people. That's what we do.
I'm glad to hear that. I always appreciate when the community is willing to help us out.
So, Allison, how does this work? So David contacts you, and you talk to the commanding officer. And
absolutely. So, you know, David contacted us. We reached out to Lance Corporal Dahl's superior and worked out the details with him. And, you know, as a USO, we're that go-between the military and civilian community. So it was really wonderful for us and a great opportunity for us to help our service members.
Can you give them your background and your military that you served, Lance Corporal, so they can hear a little bit about that?
Absolutely. My background, I was an Army brat, moved all around, so I was used to it, so I decided to enlist. And then once I did, I went to boot camp in San Diego. From there, MCT, of course, like every other Marine. Then I got sent to 29 Palms to get trained up in my job. Once I graduated, I got sent to maintenance for 29 Palms, and I got my Humvee license right away. And from there, I started training other Marines on how to drive Humvees and other students as well. After that, I got a 7-ton license. and I went on field operations with explosive ordnance disposal, supported other units by carrying any kind of cargo or troops they needed out there.
Jeez.
And from there, I mean, it was just a lot of instructing others, supporting field ops. And February this year, I got sent to Great Lakes to where it's training reservists. It's been an adventure.
It sounds like it, man.
And how often do you get to go home in a normal year?
Really, I haven't been home since I was PCSing. I stopped by, but for any kind of holiday, it's been quite a few years.
Wow, and you got the chance this year. And you said you were an Army brat. Your mother or father served?
My father did.
Your father did? And where did he serve?
Yes, sir. We got stationed all over the South, Fort Bragg, Fort Benning, Fort Hood, Fort Polk.
Wow. Well, congratulations, my friend, and make sure you enjoy Christmas. How long do you have off?
I have to fly back to Chicago on the 29th.
I'm sorry, what was that? I missed that.
29th. I fly back into Chicago on the 29th.
Got it. Okay. Well, Lance Corporal, congratulations and Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, sir, to you too. And thank you very much, Mr. Flom.
You're very welcome. Come down and see me have a steak with your buddies one day.
Have a steak with your buddies one day.
Jump on that train. It comes right by me.
Steak the size of your lung. I mean, this is what it's all about, right, Allison?
Absolutely.
This is it.
It is. And, you know, our service members, I mean, Lance Corporal Dahl is a perfect example. Duty is first, before family. Mm-hmm. You know, before. That's what our service members are doing right now around the world, here in our own community. You know, they're showing up. They're standing watch. And, you know, it's really important for our community to come together through the USO, which is what David has done so well, and it's our honor to be that connector.
We had a story earlier about Notre Dame where they brought another serviceman home, right?
Yeah, it was last night. Okay. One of the Notre Dame players, I don't know if you saw the video,
but it was fantastic.
Matt Farrell, who's a player for the Fighting Irish, after the game, they showed a video on the board of his brother, who's in the Army in Afghanistan, sending a holiday message. And then after the video played, in walks his brother. And it was just a
priceless
moment.
Yeah, those are the goosebump moments.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, we really think it's important, especially now, for our country to come together, let our service members just know they're appreciated, right? That message of thanks goes a long way, because no matter what, they are there for us. They are there to serve. And so it's our honor to do that.
If people want to give to the USO, what's the website?
USOofIllinois.org. Just Google USO of Illinois. We're on Facebook as well. I think we have a CrowdRise page you can give through there as well. But we have a donate button on our
homepage. Now, does that money stay in the state?
Absolutely. All stays local. We serve over 330,000 service members every year through five facilities and hundreds of programs right here in Illinois.
I love that you hate attention and you came in studio and we made you do this. I love it. David Flom just wanted to, you didn't even want to come in the studio today. You give back so much to this community people don't even know about. I love it. I do. And when you came up with this idea, I'm like, I'm all for it. This is what it's all about, especially around the holidays.
Yeah, no, it's great. Listen, if you have some money and you need to give it out for tax reasons or you want to do something special about it, this is a great organization. It's what this country's founded on, and we should support it as much as we can.
Allison Rubel, CEO of USO Illinois, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.